The plan would increase the top Kansas income tax rate and reinstate income taxes on thousands of businesses. Former Kansas budget director Dwayne Gosin says the tax cuts have hurt the state's ability to fund basic services, and that needs to change.
There are no more stall tactics or temporary band-aids left. We're here because we have no other choice. The Brownback tax plan just didn't work.
The proposal would also raise the gas tax, but it would cut the sales tax rate on food to help low-income residents. A spokesperson for the governor, Malika Willoughby, says the tax proposal would hurt middle-class Kansans.
They are the receptionists, the nurses, the police officers, and other members of the working middle class who work hard every day to put gas in their tank and money in their pockets to provide both for themselves and for their families.
Lawmakers will tackle the budget deficit when the session starts in January. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.